Part 3. The room was dark when Dean blinked his eyes open and he frowned, waiting until his memory could catch up with him. The pain came back first and he groaned softly. Then the knowledge that Sam was nearby had him pushing up through the pain and looking around. Sam, as it turned out, was lying beside him on top of the quilt. His body was shaking slightly and Dean frowned. If he were his usual self, he'd just drag the man up and tuck him under the blankets, but it hurt just to bend forward, so he reached out instead and curled his hand around the man, shaking him slightly.
"Sam, wake up,"
he whispered, voice laced tight with the effort it took. Sam's eyes shot open.
"What? You okay? You need something?"
Sam rubbed his arms.
"It's cold in here."
He rubbed a hand down his face.
"You need more blankets?"
He yawned.
"I can get some if you want."
Huffing on a laugh, Dean fell back into the pillow and pulled the blanket around him.
"Just wanted you to get under the blankets. Fucking crazy to freeze to death on my behalf."
He reached out and yanked down the blankets on the free side of him.
"Come on, get comfy."
Not even hesitating, Sam rolled to the side so he could get under the covers. Christ, he was cold. He shifted over so he could feel Dean's warmth.
"You feeling okay?"
He shivered slightly, then relaxed a little.
"Stupid question, I guess."
"Don't suppose." He yawned again.
"I could persuade you to go to the clinic." "Not happening."
Dean shook his head and stopped quickly when it only made him dizzy. He rolled slightly so his body could be closer to Sam's. The man was really cold, but the cold felt good on his ailing body, so he soaked it in.
"I'll sleep better just knowing that piece of shit is dead." "Oh, it was dead, all right. Hate those things."
Sam shifted, settling his arms along Dean's side. He was warm and Sam liked the comfort of knowing he was there.
"Go back to sleep,"
he murmured.
"Good."
Dean nodded gently and let his eyes drift closed. Sam was starting to warm up beside him and a slight smile tugged at Dean's lips.
"Good."
Sam blinked his eyes open and had some trouble figuring out what was going on for a few minutes. Dean was still sleeping and Sam propped himself up on his elbow to stare at the man's face for a while. His skin was at least pinking up a little now that he had some rest. Hell, he was probably in shock the night before. Sam rolled away and stood up stretching. He needed a shower. The day was kind of a blur. Dean only woke a few times and Sam made sure he had what he needed. Medication, water, food when he would eat. Sam didn't stray very far, although he did step outside a few times, run out to get them food. Dean's pain was pretty consistent for the first day. Sam tried to keep him propped up so his breathing was less laboured. By the time evening rolled around, Sam was exhausted again, probably just the whole mess catching up with him. This time, he didn't wait for Dean to ask and slipped out of his jeans and crawled into the bed to lie beside Dean while he was sleeping. Each time Dean woke, the pain resurfaced almost immediately, but it was accompanied with a secure knowledge that someone was there looking out for him, that Sam was there. He wanted to talk to Sam. Hell, he wanted to kiss him. But everything else was still too much to handle. So he mostly dozed, and when he woke for what felt like the 100th time, it was night. Sam was passed out next to him, and Dean shifted slightly closer, taking in the offered comfort. He slept the rest of the night through, and when his eyes finally opened in the morning, things were just a little less intense. It still hurt like a bitch, but it was at least more bearable. Enough so that he became aware of the distinct need to shower. Dean was fairly certain there was still shapeshifter goo on him, and that was enough to get him slowly climbing out of bed. Sam wasn't there, but Dean figured he just went out to get something to eat, since all his things were still around. So he hobbled his way to the shower and stood under the hot spray for a good 10 minutes, just letting it run over him as he leaned against the tiled wall. When he came out, towel wrapped low around his waist, Sam was there at the table, cartons of food in front of him. A small smile tilted up his lips and he cleared his throat.
"I'm feeling much more human. Thought I could go for more of that pain medicine."
He looked around for his duffel, glad that he'd been planning on hitting the road after the creature had been killed and he'd already had his stuff in the car. Sam slid off his chair and padded over to the bedside table and picked up the bottle of pills, walking back over to Dean, eyes slipping from Dean's face to his damp chest. Sam held out the bottle.
"I'll get your bag for you."
Sam snagged the bag up off the floor and tossed it up on the bottom of the bed so it was easier for Dean to reach. He sat back down on his chair and started opening the boxes of food. He was trying exceptionally hard not to look behind him and let his eyes move along the curve of Dean's body. Even battered and bruised, he certainly wasn't hard on the eyes. Sam grinned.
"I got Chinese. You hungry? Feel like sitting at the table to eat?"
"Yeah. Being awake for a while sounds like a fantastic idea."
Dean considered the clothes in his hand, looking over at Sam. But, well, the guy had already seen him naked, so it didn't matter that much. He pulled off the towel, back to Sam, and stepped into his boxers, followed up by a pair of sweats. He didn't bother with the shirt. It would still hurt way too much to try and lift his arms enough to put it on. Heading over to the table, Dean sat gingerly and pulled the nearest carton towards him.
"So you've been tracking this thing long?"
"I caught wind of it after its third kill."
"Probably about the same time. I saw the news stories on my laptop and headed out here, because I had nothing better to do."
Sam was having a great deal of trouble keeping his eyes off Dean's chest. Each time he reached for some more food, his muscles twitched and jumped. Squeezing his eyes shut for a moment, Sam looked down at his plate and pushed his food around a little.
"Dean, you know that day at the roadhouse? I came out to give you my phone number, so we could stay in touch, but you were gone."
He had no idea why he suddenly felt the need to blurt that out. Maybe because he didn't want to risk the same thing happening again. Sam wasn't even sure if Dean knew yet, understood, that Sam still wanted to be around him, near him, even if it was just as friends. Nodding softly, Dean took a few more bites before answering.
"Yeah, my dad gets like that, you know. Real passionate about something all of a sudden. Plus, he's been on this crazy rampage for the thing that killed my mom ever since it happened. So if something might lead to that, well, it's just up and go. I wanted to go back and..."
Dean sighed and shrugged. He'd wanted to go back and apologize for being cold. Go back and tell Sam that maybe they should stay in touch by choice this time, and not leave it up to fate or whatever.
"Well, I didn't have much of an option, since he was following me out. He just does things, you know. Screw the consequences. That's why Ellen hates him. Why a lot of people hate him, really."
He forced a chuckle and blinked, looking up at Sam.
"Wow, you really should stop me when I start going off like that."
Shrugging, Sam smiled. "I like it. You're always telling me how you don't like to talk, and then here I am listening again," he teased. He thought back over Dean's words for a few moments as he bit into an egg roll.
"You didn't finish. You wanted to come back to the roadhouse and what?"
Sam's head tilted slightly and he watched the emotions flit across the other hunter's face. With a soft sigh, Dean pushed his food back and shifted in his chair, wincing slightly.
"I don't know. I guess maybe to get your number. Maybe to just sit and relax for a while. Because it's so damn easy to talk to you. It's not like that with anyone else."
He shrugged slightly and reached for a bottle of water. He wanted a beer, but wasn't dumb enough to mix it with whatever painkiller Sam had given him.
"You know how it is. Life on the road wears on you. I guess I never realized how miserable it was until I realized what being semi-normal with a person was like."
He chuckled humorlessly and drank from the water.
"Am I making sense? Or have the painkillers diluted my brain?"
Sam chuckled.
"It's the painkillers. But don't worry. I understood."
Sam stood up, not as hungry as I thought. His stomach was all over the place. One minute he was feeling nauseous, the next hungry. It seemed to kind of depend on how much he looked at Dean, or how hopeful he was feeling. He leaned on the back of his chair and glanced down at Dean's chest.
"That's quite a bruise there."
He moved over to kneel down beside Dean.
"Let me see."
Leaning back slightly, Dean winced as he looked down at himself. He'd avoided the mirror, but now the purplish bruise was impossible to miss.
"Almost wish the fucker wasn't dead so I could kill him for doing this to me."
He chuckled softly and lifted his head to peer into Sam's features. It had been 7 months since Dean had seen him last, and he had filled out even more. Now the lithe youth from their first encounter was nearly impossible to see. All strong muscles and defined curves. Dean swallowed, not that surprised at the heat that coiled low in his belly as he studied the man. Sam reached out and ran his fingers over the bruise.
"You probably cracked the bottom rib, maybe two, but obviously they didn't do any damage to anything important, or we'd know by now."
Flattening his palm gently against Steen's chest, he ran his hand across and down over the uninjured ribs, then across Steen's abs. Lips pressed together to hide a smile, he let his hair fall forward.
"Feels good to me."
He stood and walked back over to the window. "You got somewhere you need to be, or are you staying here for a few days?" Dean pulled in a quick breath and blinked a few times before shifting his gaze to Sam by the window.
"I'm in no shape to try driving anywhere, so I'll probably hold up here for a bit. Can give you money for the room."
He frowned slightly and tried to calm the heat still bubbling through him after Sam's far too brief touch.
"You heading out soon?"
"No. I'll stick around till you take off.
I was just thinking maybe I should go down to the office and get another room."
Not that he wanted to be in another room, but he still didn't know where things stood between them.
"I'm sure they have a room that's close so I can still help out when you need me."
He didn't look back over at Dean, just waited quietly for him to agree. With a faint frown, Dean made his voice sound as casual as possible.
"Cheaper for us both to share. I mean, no point in both of us paying for rooms when, well, I don't mind. You know, sharing. Unless you want your own room. I get that. Used to the privacy and all."
Dean was fairly certain he was sounding pretty idiotic, but at least he could blame it on the meds.
"Okay."
Sam's shoulders dropped a little.
"Cheaper, yeah."
Not quite the answer he was looking for, but at least he would get to spend some more time with Dean before they parted ways again.
"You want to try going for a walk today? Something like that?"
He turned back to face Dean and walked over to sit on the bottom of the bed.
"The dude at the drugstore said you should be sure to breathe deeply. Get some exercise as soon as you could." "Right."
Dean nodded and glanced down at himself.
"Probably not without a shirt, huh? Want to help me get one on? Or, actually, I think my button-down might be clean."
He frowned and headed for his duffel bag once more. Giving the shirt a curious sniff, he decided it was clean enough and tugged it on, flinching slightly as he stretched his arms back. He slipped out of his sweats and into his jeans next, then sat down heavily on the edge of the bed, pulling in a deep breath.
"Damn, this sucks. I hate feeling so."
He shrugged and began work on the buttons. Walking over, Sam pushed Dean's hands away and finished buttoning the shirt for him. "You can ask for help, you know." Once all the buttons were done, Sam smoothed his hands across Dean's shirt, blushed and stepped back. Without asking, he walked back to the door and got Dean's boots, returning to Dean quickly. Kneeling once more, he held the boot out near Dean's foot, waited till he stepped into it, then did the same with the other. Pushing up, he leaned over to grab his jacket.
"Ready?"
"Oh." He paused.
"You think you'd be warm enough without a jacket, or you want to try and get one on?" "Try and get it on."
Dean didn't really like going out without his jacket, though it seemed like a strange type of security blanket or something. He just felt kind of naked without it. Sam brought the coat over to him, and he managed to only slightly wince as he slid one arm at a time into it. Once they'd stepped outside, he tucked his hands in his pockets and waited by the door as Sam locked up.
"You know, I'm not really used to that, the asking for help thing,"
he said softly, glancing at Sam, then shifting his eyes to their surroundings. Sam let his hand settle on Dean's arm for a few moments, then smiled.
"Come on. There's a park that's not too far down the street. We can go there."
He jammed his hands in his pockets and started walking. "When I was a kid, I remember my folks taking me to the park all the time. I used to collect those... what the hell were they called? Horse chestnuts. I don't know what I thought I was going to do with them, but I always came back with my pockets full of them."
He looked off in the distance for a few moments, then scratched the back of his neck. "I wonder what my mom did with them all." "So what did it?"
Dean asked, glanced over at Sam as they walked, going on when Sam gave him a confused look.
"Something killed your parents. It's why you hunt, right? I know how it works. So, what did it?"
Sam's lips moved soundlessly for a moment, and he ran his hand through his hair.
"Just... something harmless, really. It was a haunting. Ghost of a kid. But the thing was, it was suddenly standing on the road in front of their car. Dad swerved, and it was icy."
Sam shrugged the rest of the story away, unwilling to put it into words. Speaking it out loud made it all too real. Nodding, Dean let it drop. He knew it couldn't be something easy to talk about. was actually a little surprised Sam gave him anything to go on. Ask any other hunter, and he'd probably gotten a swift punch in the jaw.
So do you like this life? I mean, think you'll stick with it, now that you've lived it for a while?
It's lonely. Sam didn't really need to say much else, because he knew that Dean would know what he meant. There was no room in the life of a hunter for people. Looking up, he saw the gates for the park.
There it is.
He nodded at the gate. You still doing okay? There was a faint echo of pain with each step, but Dean nodded and pulled in a deep breath. He stopped the persistent flow of questions, feeling a little too much like his dad. It was just in his nature, he supposed, to want to know everything. His eyes travelled across the park, taking in the various people milling about. Everyone looked so average, and he wished he could pretend that he and Sam were just two average guys. Friends or lovers, whatever. Taking an afternoon stroll in the park. It was too much for his imagination. He couldn't quite stretch it that far, and Dean dropped his gaze to watch his feet move in sync with Sam's steps. Sam wasn't stupid. He could see the slight twitch of a muscle in Dean's jaw. He knew that he was still in a bit of pain, but the exercise was good for his lungs. The last thing that Dean needed was to get pneumonia.
Let's sit over here.
He gestured to a bench.
Just for a bit, then we'll walk back to the motel.
Changing direction, Sam walked over and sat down, legs sprawling out in front of him. Dean lowered himself slowly on the bench and stretched out his own legs, pulling his hands from his pockets when it bent his arms in a way that made his chest ache.
I don't think I've gone for a walk in a park in... ever.
He chuckled softly, lifting his eyes once more to watch a young couple push a little girl on a swing in the playground not too far from them. Sam smiled.
Well, it was either this or the red light district in the other direction. I didn't leave the room much, but where I did go, not the best neighbourhood for a walk. Especially not if you've got broken ribs.
He bumped his shoulder against Dean's. Not sure you'd be much good for backing me in a fight right now. Tilting his head, he looked sideways at Dean's profile.
God, his lashes were long. No, I tried my damnedest, though.
Dean offered with a slight smile and yawned a moment later. That turned out to hurt more than he expected, and he flinched. Rolling his shoulders slightly, Dean glanced over at Sam. He wondered what it would be like to tuck in against his side, to have Sam's arm over his shoulder. Then he shook off the thoughts because they were far too sentimental, and Dean never did relationships before. Why would he do them now? And it wasn't like Sam would be interested anyway.
Wasn't the hunter thing. Should we head back?
Sure. Sam stood, then held out his hand for Dean. Need a hand? Dean didn't really need a hand. He was fairly certain he could do it by himself. But he reached out and laid his palm across Sam's anyway, using the man's strength to pull himself up off the bench. He pulled in several deep breaths before taking a step forward. For whatever the reason, he didn't release Sam's hand, just loosened his grip enough that the man would know he could pull away at any moment. Sam pulled his hand back slowly and tucked it back in his pocket and headed back to the hotel. Dean was a little slower on the way back. Sam knew Dean's ribs were hurting, so he slowed his pace to match the other man's, and they made their way back down the street. All in all, the trip hadn't taken that long, but Sam felt a little better about Dean's lungs. As soon as he opened the door to the room, he stepped back and let Dean head inside. It was a little warmer inside, and Dean shrugged out of his coat, sliding it down his arms and hanging it over the back of the chair. There was definitely a possibility that the pain meds were affecting his brain, and he didn't like it. Dropping softly down onto the edge of the bed, he dragged his leg up over his knee by tugging on the jeans and took a deep breath before pulling at the ties on his boot. Shaking his head, Sam didn't even bother asking Dean if he wanted help again. Obviously, he just wanted to take care of things himself. The problem was it made Sam feel a little useless.
Listen, he turned slightly. I'm going to go for a drive and pick up some food for later. Snacks in the room. You want anything? No, thanks.
Dean shook his head, successfully tugging off his second boot and throwing it across the room.
I'm going to lay down for a bit.
He pushed off the bed, slipping out of his jeans and walking around to tug back the blanket. Sam slipped out the door and didn't stop moving until he was in his car. This game they were playing, the dancing around, was getting to him. Neither of them seemed likely to want to change the way they lived their life. Sam didn't even know if he could be any different at this point. He didn't really know any other way to be. He drove for a couple of hours, stopped at a store on the way back to the motel to pick up a few different snacks and a six-pack of beer. Even if Dean wasn't drinking, Sam figured he could use some alcohol if he was going to have to share a bed with Dean again.
"Ridiculous," he muttered. "The whole thing."
Far too soon, Sam was back at the motel room door again, taking a deep breath and opening the door. Sam noticed Dean was still in bed, so he put the beer and snacks on the desk and shrugged off his coat. While he was towing his boots off, he looked over at Dean. The man was sprawled across the bed, covers draped across his hips. Sam let his head fall down briefly. God. He really didn't need to be looking at this. Dean was hot enough fully clothed, let alone spread out on the bed like he was waiting for, well, someone. Sam realized he'd been standing there for a while and staring, because hot. He slipped his T-shirt off over his head. It really couldn't hurt to just lie down beside Dean for a while. He crawled onto the bed slowly, careful not to move Dean. He kneeled there for a few moments, staring down at Dean's face. His lashes were so dark against his skin. Sam lay down on the bed and rested his head on Dean's extended arm. He smelled good, sleep warm and clean. Licking his lips, Sam let his arm snake over Dean's hips, fingers barely grazing the warm flesh above the covers. Sucking his bottom lip into his mouth, Sam closed his eyes and shifted a little closer. No matter what type of pain Dean may be experiencing, it didn't stop his well-trained hunter reflexes from being always on alert, which was why he was completely aware of Sam the moment the bed dipped and he could feel the change in the air. With the gentle touches along his skin, he worked at keeping his face calm and unaffected. It felt good to have Sam that close, and Dean's mind supplied the memory of their kisses, the touching. Heat started to build just under the surface of his skin, and he wet his lips. Lifting up his head, he peered down at Sam and said softly,
"Good drive."
Sam's eyes shot open and he pulled back.
I'm sorry. Shit.
I was just... Well, there was really no believable explanation, so Sam gave up before he started.
"I had an okay drive." "Come here,"
Dean said softly, tilting his chin up slightly. Looking up at Dean for a few moments, Sam shifted forward and settled against Dean's side, carefully laying his arm high on Dean's chest away from his bruises.
"Am I hurting you?"
He spoke softly, nestling in as close as he could. Shaking his head, Dean shifted slightly, turning his head towards Sam.
"I'm okay,"
he whispered just as quietly and pushed up enough to brush his lips along the corner of Sam's mouth.
"Thanks, really, for everything you've done for me."
He turned his head slightly and let his lips just barely brush across Sam's as he moved to the other corner of his mouth and pressed another kiss there. Sam's heart started skittering around in his chest the moment Dean's lips were touching him. His eyes fluttered closed and he soaked up the feeling of warmth from Dean's words.
"You're welcome,"
he murmured. Sam opened his eyes again and blinked a few times. How did they figure out what to do? Sam had far more questions than he had answers these days. Fortunately, he was able to completely ignore them. Pressing his hand lightly to Dean's collarbone, he made sure Dean was settled back on the mattress.
"Don't hurt yourself. I'm not patching you up again."
Sam propped himself up on his elbow and smiled, fingers moving along Dean's shoulder. He licked his lips, nervous. It seemed like every time Sam and Dean ended up in the same room, things went sideways. He leaned down and kissed Dean's bottom lip, letting his tongue slip out and glide over the warm skin. Dean moaned softly into the touch. It was better than he remembered. Sam's tongue was warm and sent shivers through him at the slightest movement. He let one hand lift and rest on Sam's side, not daring to slide any higher, though he wanted to bury his fingers in the man's hair and kiss him with force. His own tongue snaked past his lips to trail briefly over Sam's before he pulled it back in and tilted his head just slightly. Sam's body remembered the sound of Dean's moan. His breath caught in his chest and he couldn't help sliding closer. He'd promised himself he wasn't going to do this again. But really, what could it hurt? Even as his mouth opened and his head tilted, he was still thinking he should leave. But his body remembered. Dean's mouth was warm, soft, tasted the way that Sam remembered. He slipped his tongue back into the other man's mouth and explored gently, the roof of his mouth, his teeth, then back to the soft fullness of his lips. He sighed out a small groan and slid his hand up to curl around the back of Dean's neck. His hair was soft against the back of Sam's hand. They kissed, long, slow, full, tongues tangled until Sam's mind was completely wiped of anything other than Dean. Fingers dipping slightly under the waistband of Dean's boxers, Sam shifted his leg closer, pressing his body almost completely against Dean's, mouths moving languidly, chests, hips and thighs touching. Kissing Sam was effectively serving to block out all the pain Dean might be feeling. His focus zeroed in on the man's lips, on his fingers below the cotton of his underwear, of the heat radiating from his crotch just to the side of him. Dean couldn't seem to stop his moans because he'd been dreaming about this for almost 2 years since it last happened. It was all he could think about, to the point where he could barely even manage to hook up with random strangers. Sam just seemed to know the best way to get to him. Dean let his hand on Sam's side slide down, hooking under the denim of the man's jeans, sliding along the fabric to the button. Dean's hand shook slightly as he tugged on the area, slipping the button from the fabric and tugging down the zipper. God, it felt good when Dean loosened his pants. Sam was so hard already. Dean did that to him. Just some kisses and the lightest touch and Sam was gone. It was no wonder he had thought about Dean so many times. More specifically, thought about these kisses. Dean's mouth was perfect, soft in the right ways, lips silky smooth. Sam tugged his lips away from Dean's reluctantly, laying a path of open-mouthed kisses along the man's jawline. He pressed Dean back down with his chest. "Relax," he whispered. "You're going to hurt yourself again." Nuzzling into Dean's neck, Sam sucked hard on the sensitive flesh right below Dean's ear as he slid his hand back and forth across Dean's abs. Nudging his fingers further down, Sam could feel the rough curls of hair and the warmth. Jesus, the warmth radiating off Dean was intense. Shuffling back a little, Sam pushed up onto his elbow again, lips just out of reach of Dean's. He slid his hand all the way under the waistband of Dean's shorts, catching the base of Dean's cock in the curve between his thumb and finger. His fingers moved through the rough curls. His eyes were locked with Dean's, watching the flush creep up the man's face, seeing Dean catch his own lips between his teeth. Sam huffed out a small laugh as he gripped Dean's hard shaft. "You are so gorgeous like this." With a faint chuckle, Dean rolled his hips under Sam's touch, moaning softly. His hand slid along Sam's skin, pushing at the jeans as much as he could without lifting up. "Jesus, Sam." He breathed out when the feel of Sam's fingers moving up his flesh ricocheted through him. This time Dean couldn't help the upward jerk of his hips. Air fell from his lips in quick bursts, and Dean had to stop a moment to pull in a deep breath. Sam was going to succeed in making him lose his mind if he kept this up.
"Want? Naked?"
he gasped out, fingers nudging once more at Sam's waistline. "Only..." Sam withdrew his hand and rolled to the side of the bed. "If you promise not to hurt your ribs any more..." It wasn't like Sam was actually going to stop. It wasn't like he could stop. He stood and slid his jeans and boxers off and moved around to Dean's side of the bed. His fingers curled over the top of his waistband and he tugged the other man's shorts down and off. Moving quickly, he stepped back on the bed and scooted over to Dean's side. The sudden touch of Dean's thigh against Sam's hardness slammed his eyes shut and his hips moved slowly against Dean's leg.
"Jesus, Dean."
When he could function again, he reached forward and curled his fingers, once more, around Dean's girth, working his hands slowly up and down, twisting his wrist, thumb glancing over the head. Whatever noise fell from Dean's lips was unintelligible, and closer to a moan than anything else. Sam's hand around him was succeeding in sending his heart soaring, blood rushing in his ears as he lifted his hips up into the touch.
"Sam, Sam."
He dragged out the man's name, loving how Sam's palm wasn't quite smooth, had just the right texture of roughness to drive him insane. It was no doubt better than any other touch he'd felt before. He could only reach a little bit of Sam's flesh, but he trailed his fingers along that patch. It was much harder to be on this side of things, and he thought about how Sam must have felt in this position last time.
"More,"
he pleaded, hips shifting restlessly.
"Sam, more."
It had definitely been too long since the last time someone touched him. Sam smiled against the warm skin of Dean's chest as he leaned in to catch Dean's nipple with his teeth. His hand stroked Dean slowly, teasing, wanting to draw out the other man's pleasure as long as possible, licking, sucking and biting his way down Dean's body. Sam's hand moved over the man's stomach once more. He slid his palm over the curves of Dean's muscles, ran his fingers along the line of his hip bone. It felt like there was so much to commit to memory. Tongue gliding over Dean's flesh, Sam shifted so his cheek was resting against Dean's belly. His blood was racing through his veins in time with the hard pounding of his heart. "You'll tell me," he breathed out softly, turning to look up at Dean.
"If it hurts." "Yeah."
Dean nodded quickly and let his hand tangle in Sam's hair. He couldn't imagine it hurting enough to make Sam stop, though. That touch, this man, was succeeding in making Dean lose the ability to think, to breathe, and he had no idea what was coming next, but, man, he was looking forward to it.
"I'm good, Sam. Just want..."
He rolled his hips, urging Sam to continue his actions. There was a gentle smile on Sam's face as he pressed his lips back on Dean's restless body, his warmth soaking through Sam's flesh. Dean still smelled of sleep, my skin warm. Shifting down slightly, Sam focused his attention on Dean's hip, sucking the sensitive skin just below the jut of bone. He moaned softly as his tongue lapped along the crease at the top of Dean's thigh. Splayed fingers slid down once more to wrap around Dean's swollen shaft. Sam's own want was ratcheted up so high he couldn't believe it. His hands were shaking, his skin crawling with goose flesh, body arching slightly towards Dean's. When he finally moved close enough, Sam's tongue darted out and ran up the vein running along the underside of Dean's cock. He had to slip both hands over Dean's hips to keep them from rising up too far off the mattress. Turning to look up at Dean, Sam grinned and blew a hot breath against Dean's flesh.
"You good?"
Sam licked his lips.
"Fuck,"
Dean groaned loudly, head snapping up to peer down at Sam.
"I promise. I'll let you know if I'm not. Just do that again."
He huffed out a breath before dropping his head back down on the pillow. His body was struggling to arch up into Sam's mouth, but the man was holding him down somehow, which was probably for the best because he was fairly certain his ribs would have protested to that action with a sharp jolt of pain. His mind felt cloudy from the pleasure and he moaned softly, fingers tightening in Sam's hair. Still grinning, his eyes heavy-lidded, Sam leaned forward and dragged his wet lips back and forth across the head of Dean's cock. His tongue darted out to lap up the drops of pre-cum as they leaked out. The musky, salty taste filled Sam's mouth and he groaned, slipping his leg further over Dean's so he could press his own hardness against the other man's hip. He slid his mouth lower, tongue swirling circles around Dean's throbbing flesh, sucking inch by inch, taking the heat of his mouth closer and closer to Dean's body. Dean gasped out with a swell of pleasure, fingers curling tightly in the silky locks of Sam's hair. He pulled in a deep breath, letting the air stretch his lungs, pressing just enough against his ribs to send a dart of pain along with the pleasure. It was oddly erotic and Dean moaned the man's name, rolling his hips up into Sam's mouth. It had been just far too long since he'd had someone with him like this, and he could already feel the tug and pull of his orgasm at his senses. Sucking hard, Sam swallowed a few times and took all of Dean into his mouth and throat. He had to pull back a little once, and then his mouth was back, his face nestled in rough curls, and the scent of sex. Sam moaned as he pulled back, sliding his lips up and down the rock-hard shaft, sucking gently, then grazing his teeth over the sensitive crown. Letting Dean's hips rock into his hands, Sam sucked and licked and moaned, his own hips rutting against Dean's leg.
"Sam,"
Dean hissed, lifting his head to watch the steady rise and fall of Sam's head over his crotch, probably one of the hottest things he'd ever seen. Another shock of pleasure raced through him and his head fell back onto the pillow.
"Shit, Sam, I'm gonna..."
He warned and tugged at the man's hair in warning, hips arching up as pleasure shot through his system, releasing in hot streams into the tight heat of Sam's mouth. Thumbs digging hard into Dean's hips, Sam swallowed Dean's warmth, gently pulsing the flat of his tongue against the man's twitching cock. Lapping and sucking, Sam pulled back slowly, and then finally pulled free and gasped for air. He panted as he shifted to rest his cheek against Dean's hip, staring up at the other man's ruddy cheeks. Twining his fingers through Dean's, Sam closed his eyes for a few moments. Dean pulled in deep breaths to calm his racing heart and the pound of blood through his veins.
"Jesus, Sam,"
he said softly when his chest wasn't rising and falling so hard. He squeezed Sam's fingers in his, lifting his head to stare down at the man. Opening his eyes slowly, Sam groaned as he pushed up to crawl up into the crook of Dean's arm. He grabbed Dean's hand and pulled it around him, grinning.
"You need anything? 'Cause I'm about to have a very good nap."
Still hard, Sam rolled his hips weakly against Dean's hip, nuzzling against the warm flesh of Dean's shoulder. Chuckling low in his throat, Dean shook his head and rolled slightly until he could drop a hand on Sam's hip bone.
"I don't think I'm the one who needs something,"
he said, voice still deep and gravelly from his arousal. Eyes travelling along Sam's features, Dean slid his hand down, twisting his wrist so he could wrap his fingers around the man's hard shaft and drag upwards. A smirk tugged at the corner of his lips as his thumb dragged along the slit, pressing down. He'd like to return the favour completely, was oddly curious what it would feel like to go down on a man, on Sam, but knew that that would be pushing things. Instead, he tightened and loosened his grip with each slide and drag. Hips rocking forward slowly into Dean's grasp, Sam dragged a deep breath into his lungs and rode out a full-body shudder. Blinking up at Dean, Sam's fingers rubbed across the other man's chest, hands settling at the base of his neck. Need. Sam pushed his thoughts out of his mind, not wanting to really think about what he wanted, or needed. Dean's thumb moved over the head of his cock again, and Sam growled out some sort of noise he'd never made before in his life. With a shift forward, Dean slid their lips together, wrist continuing to twist as he worked Sam's flesh under his palm. Slanting to the side, Dean opened his mouth on Sam's, tongue sliding into the man's mouth. He moaned at the taste of himself lingering on the man's tongue. His grip on Sam tightened and he jerked the man quick. Each noise Sam was making pleasure settle over his shoulders, and Dean savoured the fact that he could affect the man this way. Sam's body jolted forward.
"God, Dean!"
Then his words were gone and he could only moan and whimper out small sound in between wet, crushing kisses. His breath hitched in his chest as his orgasm started, flooding heat through his body like vines of fire moving slowly through him. A few more thrusts and he was coming, long hard gasps from his mouth and long hard pulses from his aching cock.
Dean.
His voice stuttered as the air rushed out of his body, slowly, as he rode out the waves of pleasure. Sam pulled himself up to lick his way back into Dean's mouth. As they continued to kiss, Dean decided he really liked the way Sam moaned his name. He released his hold from the man and let his hand drag along the space of bed between them before coming to rest on his hip, tugging him closer. Dean fell back onto his pillow with a shaky breath, smile playing across his lips.
"Scud,"
he mumbled softly as sleep tugged once more at his mind. Sam shifted slightly and moaned as he tried to roll over. It took him a few moments to be able to stand, and he headed to the bathroom, returning quickly with a damp cloth. Cleaning Dean's side and wiping the bed quickly, he smiled to himself, watching the steady rise and fall of the other man's chest. He tossed the cloth on the floor and settled back against Dean, grimacing slightly when he settled onto the damp spot on the sheet. It was worth it. He wrapped his arm back around Dean and fell asleep, listening to him breathe. There weren't a lot of memories in Dean's mind of a time when he felt more relaxed than the following days he spent with Sam. Even if he was healing from one of the worst injuries he'd ever experienced, Dean could fight through the pain, and if he had been alone, he probably would have been on the road already. With Sam there, though, he didn't mind taking the time to get better. Hell, he couldn't even remember the last time he'd taken a break. The next morning, when he woke with Sam's body pressed to his, he felt like he could really take breaks more often if Sam were around. This sparked up a whole onslaught of thoughts in his mind that he forcibly shoved away, deciding not to think about them until the next time he slipped behind the wheel and stared down the hundreds of miles between him and his next location. They spent most of the day in comfortable silence, walking to a nearby diner to get food, taking another stroll through the park. There was no discussion over the things that had passed between them the night before, and Dean almost thought he may have dreamt it. But that night he found himself between Sam's spread legs, sliding his lips along hard flesh and pulling him in. As it turned out, going down on Sam was definitely not a bad thing, even with the ache in his chest from his ribs. Afterwards, Dean lay on his back with Sam tucked against his side, staring up at the ceiling and trying to determine the tug of emotions in him. The fact remained that he liked this. Liked Sam against his side. Liked having someone to eat meals with. To walk in the park with. Dean had never had anyone before. When he was a kid, before he was old enough to hunt, he was just a burden. An object his dad had to keep an eye on, even if he'd rather keep both focused elsewhere. He was passed from person to person until he was old enough to reach the stove, and then he was left in motel rooms alone. Then he was old enough to hunt, and that was the only thing he knew. Hell, Dean never really had a friend, let alone someone he wanted to have sleeping at his side. He knew that it was only a matter of time before Sam would want to be on his way. Even though he enjoyed their relaxation, his fingers were itching to move, especially as the pain grew easier to ignore. Which is why, before Dean fell asleep that night, he began formulating a plan in his mind. The following day was spent much like the ones before, though their walk turned into more an entire afternoon exploring the local neighbourhood, with Dean's promise he'd have Sam's back in a fight, should the situation arise. And that night they had barely finished eating before Sam was on his knees between Dean's legs. They spent the rest of the evening sharing long kisses and getting each other off, and Dean didn't have any brain power left to think by the time they fell back on the bed. In the morning he knew the time had come. He could tell just by the shift in the air. Sam was preparing himself to say goodbye, and a weird sort of panic flared up in Dean. He didn't want to say goodbye. He didn't want to leave this whole thing up to fate any more. They were both hunters, so there was no reason they couldn't do exactly that. Hunt. Just together. It was safer to travel as two anyway, and they certainly got along. Dean didn't understand the full extent of the way he was feeling for Sam, but he knew he wanted the guy around, and that was enough. So when Sam pulled his duffel bag onto the table, Dean slid out of bed and tugged on his boxers. His heart was thudding oddly in his chest as he pulled on a pair of jeans and headed to his bag.
"So, you heading out today, then?"
he asked softly, voice gruff from the sleep he just left. Sam glanced up and smiled.
"Yeah, got a couple things to look into. Next stayed over."
He looked down at his clothes quickly, scared shitless that his face would reveal how hard it was for him to be packing, let alone consider walking out the door alone. It had been a nice little fantasy Sam had going on, taking care of Dean, falling asleep beside him. But somewhere in the more rational part of his brain he'd known all along that it would come to an end.
"Oh, anything major?"
Dean dropped on the bed, tugging on his boots. It still hurt slightly to bend over, but that was just something he was going to have to deal with for a while.
"I hadn't given much thought to where I'd go next."
He watched Sam, trying to determine what the man might be feeling.
"Nothing I can't handle."
Sam glanced up and flashed Dean the best smile he could manage.
"I'm better than I used to be. A bit stronger."
There was nothing left for Sam to pack, so he shifted the clothes around in his bag for a few moments until he could finally zip the bag up.
"So, should I write down my number, or you just want to run into each other again in some strange location?"
He tried to sound light-hearted, even if he didn't feel it. Dean frowned slightly as he stood, doing up the buttons on his shirt. In his mind this had seemed much easier, like maybe Sam would just sort of suggest it and they could figure out the details later.
"Hey, you know, I don't really have anywhere to go. We could, we both hunt alone, right? And it's safer as partners. What happened before, with me, I would have died if you hadn't happened to be around. So, we could partner up, hunt together."
He rubbed at the back of his neck, staring at the floor and pointedly ignoring the fluttering in his chest as the question hung in the air between them, thick and heavy.
"Hunt together?"
Sam looked over at Dean, waiting, fucking hoping there was more to that offer.
"Yeah."
Dean looked up, reaching out for his leather coat and tugging it on.
"It would be really beneficial in all aspects, really. Sharing a room would cut our costs in half, and hustling at pool. Is that how you get your money? Well, that would be helpful, along with the research stuff, if you're good with that. I'm all right, and..."
He snapped his jaw shut, realizing he was rambling and probably sounding pretty idiotic. Sam blinked a few times, cleared his throat and looked down at the worn carpet.
"I think I'm good on my own.
So are you. That accident was a one-time thing. You're a better hunter than I'll ever be. Thanks, though.
His stomach was twisting up in a painful knot.
For thinking I'm good enough, I mean. To have your back.
He turned his back to Dean and fiddled with his duffel, trying to get a hold of himself. He wanted more. He didn't know how much more, but he didn't want to just be Dean's hunting buddy. He couldn't keep crawling into bed with the guy at night and not end up having feelings for him. The sting of rejection was sharper than Dean had anticipated. He wasn't used to it, that was for sure. Of course, it wasn't like he put himself on the line very often, or ever. And here it was. The one time he did, he got a solid no. Clenching his jaw, Dean zipped up his duffel bag and tossed it over his shoulder. He didn't bother scanning the room for anything he might have missed. Whatever it was, he could replace it later. Anything to get out of this room and the tense, cold line of Sam's shoulder. Dean felt a little like he was going to be sick, and he didn't even want to try to figure out why.
Fine.
He managed to spit out the word, heading for the door after checking his pocket and ensuring his keys were there.
Guess I'll see you around then.
He yanked open the door and stepped quickly past the threshold. Sam's head was spinning. Okay, so he didn't want to keep being a port of call for Dean, but he had assumed they could, at least, stay friends. Maybe even call each other once in a while. Dropping his bag, Sam moved swiftly to the door and pulled it open, calling out, "Dean, you didn't take my cell number." He moved past the door slowly, watching Dean's back as he walked towards his car. Dean tossed his duffel in the back seat, slamming the door shut before pulling the driver's side open. He hesitated with his arm along the roof, sighing as he pulled his sunglasses from his jacket pocket and slipped them on.
"No, I didn't,"
he said softly and finally raised his head to lift up and look at Sam. His heart ached, stung more than he'd ever felt it before. Half a week of something wonderful, and like everything else in Dean's life, it was being yanked away before he even had a chance to really see how great it could be.
"Maybe it's just for the best, right? After all, you're good on your own."
He dropped down into the seat and tugged the door shut, jamming his key in the ignition. Sam was standing there stunned as the door slammed shut, and when the engine roared to life, and even as he watched the Impala start to move away. Then, in an instant, Sam's chest ached like he'd been drop-kicked, and suddenly he didn't care if Dean didn't want anything more than a hunting partner. But if Dean caught a glimpse of Sam in his rear-view mirror, running down the road until the dust was filling his lungs and making his eyes tear up, he didn't stop. Sam rested his hands on his thighs, panting, watching the Impala disappear down the road. The tears had to be from the dust.